Today we will talk about a great poet who loved his country more than anything. His name is Mahmoud Darwish. Mahmoud Darwish, he was a Palestinian poet and author who won many awards for his literary output and was regarded as the national Palestinian poet.
صار منحدر الحقل في بلد متحفا للهباء لأن ألوفا من الجند ماتت هناك من الجانبين دفاعا عن القائدين اللذين يقولان هيا وينتظران الغنائم في خيمتين حريريتين من الجهتين.
محمود درويش was born in Al Burwa village east of Akka before the war of 1948 when Israelis occupied his village and Darwish and his family became refugees.
يموت الجنود مرارا ولا يعلمون إلى الآن من كان منتصرا ومصادفة عاش بعض الرواة وقالوا لو انتصر الآخرون على الآخرين لكانت لتاريخنا البشري عناوين أخرى.
When a new Jewish settlement was built on Barwa's ruins, the family settled to another Arab village, where Darwish grew up. The experience of being uprooted later deeply marked Darwish's life. After graduating from secondary school, Darwish moved to Haifa. He worked in journalism, and in 1961, he joined the Israel Communist Party, Rakah, and edited for some time Rakah's newspaper, Al-Ittihad.
أحبك خضراء يا أرض خضراء تفاحة تتموج في الضوء والماء خضراء ليلك أخضر فجرك أخضر فلتزرعين برفق برفق يد الأم في حفنة من هواء أنا بذرة من بذورك خضراء.
During these years, he experienced imprisonment, house arrest, and ultimately exile. Even after these experiences, he still returned to Beirut and published Yomiyat al-Huzn al-Adi, Journal of an Ordinary Grief, in 1973. His poems are so valuable and precious, and because of this, they were translated to many different languages.
بالشراب المرصع باللازورد انتظرها على بركة الماء حول المساء وزهر الكولونيا انتظرها.
محمود درويش died on August 9, 2008 at the age of 67, 3 days after heart surgery at Memorial Hermann Hospital in Houston, Texas.
انتظرها بسبع وسائد محشوة بالسحاب الخفيف انتظرها بنار البخور النسائي ملء المكان انتظرها.
You're listening to Radio Laje at www.radiolaje.com.
بكوب الشراب المرصع باللازورد